Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Planning Committee. In the absence of the Chair, can I invite nominations from the floor?
Councillor Bryant.
I second that.
Anyone else? Councillor Bryant.
Okay, thank you. Any apologies?
Apologies, Chair, from Councillor Baxter, Councillor Constable, Councillor Coventry, Councillor Muirhead and Councillor Thompson.
Order of business?
Is as printed in the agenda, Chair.
Are there any declarations of interest? None. Move on to item four, the minutes of the meeting of 19th November. Are these as read?
Yeah. On the issue of planning permission 13-00, all the rest of it, extraction of coal and fire clay by surface mining method, I circulated a paper that I had put quite a lot of time and effort into. And I was wondering if we could attach that paper to the minutes, because it's very likely that this is a paper that needs to be referred to in due course. So could I move that that paper that was widely distributed would actually be attached to the minutes? Thank you.
Okay, we'll see to that. The rest of the minutes okay? Right, okay. We'll move on to item five, major applications. Application is currently being assessed and other developments at pre-application consultation stage. Report by the head of communities and economy even.
Chairman, this is just the regular update in terms of the major applications, informing the committee of the current major applications that we have in the system being assessed, and table B is the pre-application consultations that have taken place but haven't yet progressed to a formal application. As ever, I'll happily take any questions if there are any.
The committee, that's Appendix A. If anybody has any questions on any of these items, if they could please let me know. Russell?
Thanks, Chairman. Just with regard to the two applications around about the Morris Wood Road, Ruling Road, etc. I mean, I thought we had given planning permission to some of the applications out there, and then they started work, certainly groundworks, and then all of a sudden everything came to a resounding halt. And I just wondered, is there any implications on these applications that are in the major application report here today, just to see if there's any time, because it was all part of the same areas from what I can recall, and I thought that the A702 roundabout had been cleared by Transport Scotland at the time.
Chairman, yes, I mean, as the councillor said, there's a number of sites in the sort of northwest Pennycook area with a number of different house builders that are at different stages of progress. The two on the table are for the area closest up to the roundabout, and which used to be a number of different house builders, like a consortium. Unfortunately, a number of years ago, one of those house builders went into liquidation, and that's caused a stall. However, speaking to the lead partner now, that issue seems to be resolved, and they've advised me that it's probably in the next few months they're going to submit some amended plans to actually move that forward. In terms of the roundabout, you're correct, Transport Scotland have signed off a design, and again, the lead house builder is gearing itself up to start on the roundabout.
Are there any other comments? We'll move on to item six, appeals and local review body decision.
Chairman, again, this is just the regular update for the committee, informing them of the decisions taken by the local review body at its last meeting, which was in November. Again, if there's any questions, I'll happily take them.
We all happy with that report? Item 7, application for planning permission considered for the first time.
Thank you, Chairman. This is an application for the change of use of vacant land to use for the display and sale of motor vehicles for a temporary period of 5 years on land at New Battle Road, Newton Grange. The proposed development would comprise a display of approximately 25 cars for sale, the provision of a customer car park, and the use of an existing single-storey structure as an office. An application for an all-but-identical scheme was refused in November 2013. The site is part of the former Moffat's Yard Builders Depot, which ceased operating in 2006. Subsequent to the use ceasing, the buildings on the site were demolished, with the exception of the small brick building. The proposed access uses the previously used historical access onto the double roundabout at the junction of New Battle Road, Dalhousie Road, Main Street and Bryans Road. This arrangement cannot be considered ideal, and if assessed as new, it would be unacceptable. The site is within the settlement boundary of Newton Grange and adjoining the town centre. The size and location of the site make it of strategic importance to Newton Grange, and any proposed development should positively contribute to the amenity of the town. Its prominent location means that the displayed cars will be highly visible, and it is considered that this would be detrimental to the amenity of the area and to road safety. Furthermore, the proposed development could potentially sterilise the future development of the wider development area. There has been one letter of representation, and the Newton Grange Community Council has submitted comments in support of the application. The recommendation is to refuse the application on the basis that the proposed development will have a detrimental visual impact on the area and because the development will distract road users within close proximity to a complex road junction.
Is there anybody minded to speak against the recommendation to refuse?
I've called it in, so a lot of my reasons is already intimated in the actual papers on the reasons for calling it in. I've had a bit of consultation myself with the community, and I can't find anybody that thinks it should be rejected, this application. It seems to be a fitting use for a bit of land in an industrial area that's not been used for, as already alluded to, for some over 7 years. It's in an industrial area, and the current landowner has upgraded the area to look less derelict, and this with the perimeter wall he's improved, and he's put in the proper structural fence around the area. And he's divided the land that he owns into two fenced-in compounds or yards, as it may be alluded to. It's not in the middle of Newton Grange. On paper three, on item 3.2, it says to the boundary of the conservation area. But if anybody knows the area of Newton Grange, they'll know the conservation area is at the Mining Museum end in Newton Grange, and it extends into the properties, the older properties of Newton Grange on 1st, 2nd and 3rd Street, with a little bit of taper towards the bottom of 6th Street and actually in the Main Street. No way is it ever visible from any part of the conservation area in Newton Grange, even with binoculars. I would say that you couldn't see that site. It is a junction, and it is a busy junction, and albeit in the past it's been a very busy junction with the coal lorry yard in there, as well as Moffat the Builder's yard in there. A lot of industrial use. It's situated next to Northern Steeplejacks and next to garages and other industrial premises in that area. This is a low value application. You know, it's a low impact application, and I'd be moving in favour of this. You know, it's good to see the land getting back to use, and a lot of people have commented on the work the man's done to upgrade the land, and obviously a lot of his parked vehicles have now been in that yard as well. I don't see any difference between him parking his vehicles on his land and us parking up to, and if that's a condition The word for the plan officer was approximately 25 cars, but I think you know we could say the condition up to a maximum of 25 used cars. I understand that the business owner would start small, and this is not a public entrance kind of situation. It's basically on appointment kind of basis, and the gates are secured, and the whole site is well secured. And moving it back from the road as well, you know, so the cars are not right next to the fence, you know, is all suitable, you know, I think to have it in that area. I'd be moving in favour of granting this permission on the following grounds I've stated and the reasons why I've asked for it to be heard by the whole committee.
Thanks, Brian. Is anybody minded to speak for the planners?
I just live round the corner from here, and quite often when I'm walking around there, people can't get across that junction, and there's a wee local store there. I don't think it's appropriate that the customers should be exiting in and out onto that busy junction. And so if there could be, I agree that it's time for it to move on. I have no objections that it's to be used for something different, but I think there needs to be another entry and exit into the site.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly what Councillor Johnson's saying. You know, I mean, this is a low impact, it's a low use kind of agenda. But because the guy owns the whole site, you know, I'd be in favour of an amendment. You know, if they went for a high value use, you know, with a lot of traffic, saving if it's like a housing use or some other, you know, kind of high value use, then suitable access should be found that's not onto the roundabout junction, and I'd be prepared to put that into a condition as well.
Russell.
Thanks, Chairman. I mean, I don't know what the planners want, to be perfectly honest. And I say that on the basis that under 4.3, a housing application was refused. It was actually one of the conditions it was refused on was that it was the close proximity to existing commercial use and indeed a football pitch. Well, actually, that's what's there. And unless you were going to remove all that, then, you know, the argument will continue to go on. It also talks in terms that they were harmful to the character, the dwellings that were harmful to the character and visual amenity of the area. Now, the conservation area is quite a wee bit away from the area in question. And certainly the houses on the other side of the road are post-war houses or round about that time, the bungalows, etc. around there. And then a further application came in for residential development, and again, it was refused on the grounds of loss of industrial land and the proximity to residential dwellings and around it. Now, to be perfectly honest, Chairman, when you see this at first glance, you think, oh, well, maybe there's a bigger agenda here. But the thing is that it's been lying vacant since 2006. And I just think that a temporary use of 5 years, where in actual fact, the policy and road safety manager has no objection to that this use going on, it just seems to me that there's an opportunity to get 5 years worth of use till we get our act together and somebody actually comes forward with a plan that's acceptable for taking the thing forward. And I'm inclined to support Councillor Pottinger in this case, and at least we get something on the site, because if we don't, then it lies there and people certainly across the road have to look at that until something eventually happens. And I think that at least some use improves it. It is temporary, so if there's anything comes around in the future and it looks as if it can go ahead, then it may be in 2 and 3 years' time something. The market may change, or there's an acceptance that perhaps a higher value, i.e. residential, could come forward. But again, it'll bring a few jobs to the area, and I think we should be certainly encouraging that.
Thank you for that. Does anyone else want to say anything? Well, that's 2 for and 1 against. So I think we'll have to have a vote here. Brian, do you think we put into the your proposal about the maximum 25 cars and moving the entry?
Yeah, moving it with those conditions, you know, that we go to 25 cars maximum on the site at sale at any one time. And we also, that if other application comes in for that site, because he owns double that area that's actually bolded off on the map on the back page. So if a further application comes in, we deem that appropriate access be found, so we keep it away from the double roundabout junction. And that might be involving reconfiguring the back of the Meadowfield garage, or it might be on access onto Dalhousie Road. But you know, it doesn't really matter where it is. A more suitable access should be found if it becomes a high value use. And I'm prepared to put that in as a conditions to accepting it.
Okay, Peter.
Chairman, in terms of conditioning the numbers of cars for sale, maximum 25, that's not a problem. The planning authority can do that. In terms of the access arrangements, if you are looking to alter the access when a future development, either at the back or an alternative use of this site, come forward, that would be the time to secure an alternative access rather than conditioning it on this grant of planning permission.
I assume. Sorry, Alex.
Just, I would support the plan application also. I'm like someone else here, I don't know why it was refused. I can understand if a wee while ago it was refused for housing, but if I've got my picture right, down the New Battle Road, they've got the club there, that's the old British Legion Club, which is now a burnt out shell. The place is an eyesore. And there's reference in there to the football club. Is that Newton Green Star?
Mm-hmm.
But Newton Green Star is nowhere near that development. Yes. Nowhere near it. Yeah. I can't remember Newton Green Star is, right? And the 25 cars and there's 7 parking spaces for customers. I don't think there are going to be loads of people blocking up the junction, and I would support the application, Chair.
Can you propose that, Brian? Yes, and
it's formally proposed, and I bear in mind what you're saying, that future plan applications would be, you know, but it's obviously been minuted and recorded that we're minded, you know, for to look at that when that comes forward at future dates. You know, it is a use of the site, you know, and there's a residence letter of support in for it, as well as the community council. And the guy's been a good neighbour, you know, to other businesses in that area as well, and other land use, and have it all marked off as proposed potential site. I mean, you could do that for anywhere, you know, because that's a cocktail of landowners in there, you know, the different users as well. But and they're set free of 5 metres back from the boundary fence. You know, I didn't see that being detrimental, and there's no highway statistics or objections to this. There's no accident statistics or anything like that. It is awkward, you know. It's awkward to cross roads. In fact, there's many roads in Newton Greens that are very awkward to cross. But the junction could be one of the main ones.
And you're second, then, Russell? Yes. And Kath, do you have a seconder?
I'm not objecting to there being a business there or 25 vehicles there. It's the amount of traffic that will go in and out of the site, and I don't think the junction is good enough for that. It's terribly difficult to get across the road. Often when I use that junction, I have to help old people over the road. There's a lot of old people who use that shop. It's difficult to cross the road, and I foresee an accident happen there if there's more traffic. I'm not against the business. I just think there should be another junction entrance into the site.
I think maybe you need to maybe make a decision on the current arrangement. The current application is proposing to use the existing access point, and from the members, obviously, the part of the view is that if they get more than 25 cars for sale, then that's the tipping point. If the members wanted to propose on this application that they find an alternative access, we could obviously go back to the applicant on that. However, the existing situation, there is a wall with fence on it, so it's not a simple case of just opening up another access. You'd have to remove part of the fencing and gate to go in further up New Battle Road. So, but it's up to the elected members whether they want to go with the current access point for 25 cars or pursue an alternative access point.
Right. I'll just second Councillor Johnson.
Could you just explain what you're actually proposing?
I don't know about formal words. I support the application if there is another access into the site.
So your recommendation is to agree planning permission, but with a new access point.
I just think the application is here. It's the application which is before the committee with the access arrangement. So in terms of the committee's decision making, either the committee can approve that application as it stands, but with that additional condition that Councillor Pottinger has indicated, or it can refuse the application. My view is if it's an access to be changed, my view would be that would be a matter then to continue the application and refer it to the officers to take that back and discuss that with the applicants, rather than try and go for some sort of approval for a different access arrangement. I think it's a cleaner arrangement by which the committee could operate. But obviously, in your hands, Chair.
I mean, okay.
Just the help of the debate. I mean, it's a low-value application. And it's low impact. The guys starting with just a few cars, I believe, you know. So it's going to be difficult, you know, to put a condition on a separate access for that, because he's done a lot of work, as you say, to the area already with the fencing off and everything else. I was only adding to the debate about another entrance if it was a high value use, you know, that where he could actually get, you know, some kind of contribution to the new access arrangements. This is a low value, you know, so I'm saying if you're moving, you know, not that access, you're really moving against the application.
Okay, so your proposal is granting permission with and leave the access of it where it is. And Kath, you're...
Can I have it? I propose to continue to look at access arrangements.
So that's the second proposal. I'll have a vote then on Councillor Pottinger's proposal. Oh, we'll do the... Oh, sorry. Yeah, we'll do amendment first. I'm only for Kath's proposal to continue. And now for the proposal. That's Councillor Pottinger's proposal has been carried. Right, thank you for attending.